Well, Dominic, you're looking forward to an Ulster semi-final. Tell me, how big a confidence booster, given Tyrone club history of recent years, with the exception of St Enda's in Ulster club, was that first round win over Carrigan?
Oh, it was massive. Obviously, there was serious pressure on Killiecrocker this year to deliver a county title after having come agonisingly close last year. So, after having won that, I suppose there was great relief, there was great joy as well. But we had to focus very quickly because all we had was the week to get ready for Carrigan. And we knew that, you know, if we had to fall at the Carrigan hurdle, it would have been very disappointing looking back at the end of the year. So the boys knuckled down to it, realised that there was a great opportunity there. And thankfully, everything worked out on the day. So, huge relief and a huge sense of satisfaction that we are in the Ulster semi-final for the first time in the club's history. And yeah, that's great. And we're really in a good place at the minute.
And playing good football as well, as you showed in the replay.
Playing good football, yeah. There's a lot of quality in the team. We are strong at the back. And I suppose the fact that we are strong defensively, we feel we don't have to flood our defence as much maybe as other teams who would feel maybe that they're weak at the back. And I suppose we're coming up against a similar type team in Sloughneil, and that they very much favour the man-to-man approach as well. And I think it'll make for a fascinating contest on Sunday, in that both defences are very, very strong. And I suppose with the way this weather is going, I kind of wouldn't be expecting a high-scoring contest.
A lot of pace in your team as well.
Oh, yeah, great pace. It's always it's well documented. The two McCanns, Conal and Tiernan, half back line there of Eddie Kelly, Nathan Donnelly, Marty Swift. All of those players are very comfortable on the ball, are very pacey, and love to get forward. And they're always encouraged to get forward because you won't hurt the opposition if there's too many men sitting back, you know. So it's one of the basis of our team is that, you know, when players get an opportunity to push forward, we encourage them to do that.
A lot of people talking and playing glowing tributes to Mark Bradley, really having a good season as well.
Mark's having a brilliant season. I suppose he came back in from the county setup, and it was maybe a little frustrating for him this year in Tyrone's senior setup because he wasn't getting as much game time as he would have hoped for. But that's just the way it works out. Sometimes you get a break, other times you didn't. So it took Mark a wee bit of time to get into the swing of it at the club. But after two or three club games in the league, he was, you know, coming into a rich vein of form in the championship, and he's really set the championship alight in Tyrone this year. He's been the outstanding player, a player people would pay to win to watch. You know, when he hasn't let them down, and hopefully that good form can continue on Sunday. But Mark is shrewd enough to realise that he's up against a very, very tight defence, some excellent man markers, and he will have to be at his best. But you know, the thing about our team is we look on every man doing his bit, and if we go out relying on Mark Bradley and other men not chipping in, then we're going to be in trouble. So every man has to do it, and if every man does that, then we can be guaranteed that Mark Bradley will chip in with his massive contribution as well.
And how has preparations gone over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, preparations are going quite well. Obviously, we lost Niall McFadden in the county final first, the drawn match, and he done the cruciate, so he's out. Massive player for us in the middle of the field. Dermot Carlin has had a long-term injury, and awful disappointing that Dermot wasn't able to play a part in the county championship at all. So both those players are gone. Leo Meenan has a hand injury, so he's a doubt. So I'd love to have those three players. Those are three outstanding players. But the good thing about it is we haven't had them for the last two or three championship matches. The boys have had to get on and plan without them, and that's what we're going to have to do on Sunday as well. So no matter what team you come up against, you know, there's injuries everywhere, and if you use that as an excuse, then you're going nowhere. So we look on it as giving other players an opportunity to step up, and that's what they've been doing. And let's hope that's what they're going to do again on Sunday, because it's going to take a massive step up in performance for us to get across this Sloughneil team.
Is Sloughneil your biggest test this year?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Sloughneil are, you know, rated as one of the top teams in Ulster. And they have been, you know, they were Ulster champions 2 years ago, got to the All-Ireland final. Last year, they were beaten by Scotstown in Clonus. This year, they breezed through the Derry Championship. They were pushed against Aragonley, but came through it comfortably in the end. So they are the benchmark, and we know that it's a serious challenge for us. But listen, Tom, we're delighted to be where we are, and now that we are there, we're going to give it absolutely everything to try to get across the line, because who's to say when Killeclawer are going to be back at this stage again? So when you get to this stage of a competition, you try to make the best out of it, and certainly that's what we'll be doing.